Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee kicks off today in Washington, D.C. So these are like middle schoolers, 11 to 14 maybe, that are spelling words that we've never heard before.
Yeah, that's beautiful. What an art that is. I'm not sure how useful, but I'm sure it is.
That's fair.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. On Tuesdays, we talk to the skipper, Brewers manager Pat Murphy, on with us this morning. Morning, Murph.
Hey, morning, guys.
Lots of baseball to get to, but I want to ask you about a really cool thing that the Brewers had going yesterday. You're helping kids build bookshelves, and a number of the players were out there with these kids taking part in this really important charitable effort. You enjoy that?
Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, it's... you know, when you see it on the schedule sometimes as when you're going through a 6-month season and 162 games and the travel, you go, oh, what do we got to do? You know, and then you get out there with them and you just realize, wow, what a blessing. I mean, how lucky we are to be able to meet those young kids, and whether they know who we are or they don't, you know, it's nice that they understand that, hey, somebody for the Brewers is out here taking the time to help us and presenting us with something that we can use, and promoting stuff that we want to promote in young people. So it was awesome.
And that's a core memory for them. They'll never forget that.
I hope so. I won't forget it either. It was great.
A number of your guys also out there participating. Was there one or two players that you thought was really enjoying it, like really good with the kids?
I think they all do, yeah, to be honest with you. You know, I really do. You know, I walked out there early, met every kid, shook their hand, and, you know, talked to them, and, you know, they didn't know who the heck I was. It was great, you know. They were just like, wow, somebody's welcoming me. And then, you know, just to see the players come out, and all of them were, you know, enthusiastic. And you know, when they get around kids that age, they realize, wow, I got a responsibility. And they really, they had a fun time building it. Some of them don't know how to build anything, and that was a great experience for them, too.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on with us this morning.
So Cy Young Award winner Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves, and obviously looked very good at AmFam last night. How quickly can you tell when you see an elite pitcher throwing just special in one night? Like, is it first batter? Can you tell right away that someone's got their stuff?
I mean, you can see stuff. You know, you can see the velocity, and you can see the breaking pitch. And but you know who Chris Sale is. You know what kind of competitor he is, and you know how consistent he's been over the years and how many years he's been doing it for. And if you know him at all, you know how much he loves it. So, you know, we got him twice last year, and I knew that he was not going to take us lightly for sure. And he came out and dealt. But, you know, there's points in the game where they're vulnerable. You know, Churio leads off the game with a base hit, steals second, bang, bang, playing, he's out. And then, you know, he kind of gets stuck on a slide. If he doesn't, you know, the next ball moves the guy to third, and the next ball scores him. And all of a sudden, you know, it's 1-0 us, and the game changes a little bit. Now we can do some things differently, take some chances that, you know, when we get on base that you don't take when you're behind in the game and that type of thing. So, but he was very good, and then once he got settled in, he started rolling.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Brewers 360. I thought it was interesting, too, Murphy, you let off your post-game comment saying, I don't know what the Braves' record was coming in. They had lost their last 7 in a row, but lest any major league team look at another and say, right, like, well, we're going to just roll these guys, right?
Well, for sure. You look at their team. You know, I did know their record, to be quite honest with you, but I maybe not specifically. I knew they had lost 7 in a row, but look at who they have. I mean, look at their lineup. You know, look at 1 through 6 and say, wow, there's a bunch of all-stars in there. And then look at their pitching rotation that they're throwing out against us, and you're like, wow, their record might be that, but they're darn good and darn capable, so we better be. We just came off winning 8 in a row and have now lost 3 out of 4, all to good competition, teams with, you know, $250 million budgets and teams that are, you know, planning on going to the World Series. So it's Yeah, it's a challenging 162 games, I promise you.
The Journal Sentinel has a pretty awesome story for those baseball nerds about Isaac Collins, about him as the outfielder. He has an amazing route to the ball, to the fly ball. He has got a great jump, and he's literally, I think it says here on the page of those who are best at jumping and routing, if that's a word, routing to a fly ball, they say that Collins is like in a league of his own. Like he can do it better than anybody. How do you coach something like that? Or is that just an instinctual thing more than anything else?
Well, I don't think it's really just instinctual. I think he does go out there and work at it, and we coach him through it and talk to him about it. You know, he's really a first-time, full-time outfielder out there. You know what I mean? Like, he was always an infielder in his life, and now he's playing the outfield, and he just has a knack for getting to the baseball the right way. I think it's a smaller sample size. I'd hate to put a tag on him that he's the best outfielder in baseball or something like that, but he's done an incredible job. And the way they track it today, you know, he's done it for 40 games or whatever he's been out there, 35 games. It's hard to, I don't want to take anything away from him, but it's hard to build a number that says he is the best at it. I mean, especially when those numbers are skewed by different things, you know. But it's a tribute to the kid for sure, that he's went out there and taken it seriously and just really, really, really done a great job for us.
So it's the longest homestand of the season, Murph. Is it, you know, do guys settle in a little bit and take a breath here, like in a good way, get a little bit settled, reacquaint themselves with the family and do all those things? Do you find guys more relaxed when you're in one of these long homestands?
I'm not sure about more relaxed. I think it's always good to be home and to be around your family and to be, you know, in an environment you're comfortable with. It makes things move a little quicker. You're more capable, I think, in terms of just getting your life in order, which could show up on the field, and it could show up, you know, a week from now because you're not so exhausted from the travel and that type of thing. But it's always nice to be home. It's the greatest ballpark for me. It's the greatest ballpark in baseball, and the fans are just incredible. Win, lose, or draw, and that's really a special thing. I mean, we've got a special thing going on.
Well, we do need to update you on the boat we told you about, the boat that's been stuck on the shoreline that they finally pulled off of there. We told you about it a couple of weeks ago. Deep Thought is what it was named. They still have the boat, but they owe the salvage company like $20,000, Murph. So now the county, and I'm not making this up, the county is considering a public auction of like boat parts or the whole boat, in hopes that that'll help pay off the rest of the bill that they owe the towing company that pulled the boat from the shore.
Wow. Wow.
That's your update.
Turned into something. This has really turned into something.
Oh, yeah. We're actually to the point, Murph, where we have to debate every day. Like, I'm a little bit tired of talking about the boat, but there's something new every step of the way.
Well, I guess, you know, at one point people were laughing at it, and now it'll be part of Milwaukee history.
That's true.
Well, somebody will buy that thing. All right, Brewers manager Pat Murphy, there you go. Thanks, Murph.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah. Brewers and Braves once again tonight. Tonight's a 6:40 first pitch, and then afternoon baseball for you tomorrow. That one, 1:10 on Wednesday. 8:51, Wisconsin's Morning News.